Oh, the Jigglers. Yes.
It's the 413. Let's tell everybody to listen to our show.
It's a Tuesday night. You've got nowhere else to go.
And we're on with every Bill and DJ Ron. And with Garth and DJ Noho, we'll take your friend or foe. Just listen to our show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our first of the top five 413 podcast list. So this podcast originally started as a podcast where we talked about lists of things that we liked. And as cheesy as that may be and overdone as it may be in the podcast world, we need to find a way to talk about those quick things that don't really have another home. So we are doing these bonus episodes, one per month, where as a collective group, we are going to try to come up with the top five of a specific category. And tonight, we're talking about cinematic foods. Foods that we've seen on the silver screen that we just want to try so bad because they look so good.
A great cuisine.
Leave the cat alone. Oh, sorry.
That's not part of the cinematic foods.
I thought I hit mute.
Nice job. So we'll call it dinner in a movie instead of with a movie.
I like that.
Hope you like that.
And I got visuals for all the viewers.
That's wonderful. Does anyone want to start giving one of our top fives here?
Yeah, I'll start the food one.
This is the food one.
You have to pick five?
That's what I meant to say.
We're picking five as a group.
We're all picking one.
Good.
I'm going to start out, and I know what you're all thinking. Bangarang, Peter. That's right. The goddamn pies on Peter Pan. Every time I see the movie Hook, I'm like, I want to try one of those pies. They're so bright.
Never food, right?
Yes.
Never food.
I don't know what it is, and it looks so good.
So good. Yeah, that was high on my list.
Oh, I love that.
Right? The pie. I'm like trying to find good pictures to show you guys.
Best food fight ever.
I mean, the pies are so freaking colorful. Every time when you were like, hey, we're going to do a food list, I'm like, these pies got to be on it. Yeah. Bangarang.
All right.
Love it.
A plus.
Yeah.
So number five is Bangarang
just
pies.
This.
All right. Who wants to go next?
I will go next. Mine is Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
God damn
the
it.
The giant oatmeal cream pie.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good one.
Oh,
is that yours?
No, but there was a line right before that, before they see it. I was telling Eric about it. It said, I need a corn dog the size of a car.
Wait, that was in that movie?
Yeah, but I would never because I... Motherfuck a corn dog.
Bill, this is a family podcast. Can't talk about having sex with a corn dog.
Sure can.
Abby, that is a great one. I love in the scene where he just puts his hand in the cream and just scoops it out. Ugh.
Oh, it's amazing.
So good.
That
so
does
good.
Look real.
And I will not stand. This was predates me on the podcast, but there was some oatmeal cream pie slander on this podcast at one point. When you guys did nostalgic snacks, and I will not stand for it.
I agree. I love oatmeal cream pie.
Wait, we talk shit about it?
One of us did.
Who had
one
it?
One of you did.
Did we all get one?
It was when we were picking old snacks. I brought the oatmeal cream pies.
And you talk shit about it?
No.
Nope.
No.
I wouldn't say
Bill,
anything bad
Bill
about
talked
it.
Shit about how sweet it was.
Yeah. It was too sweet.
That wasn't the oatmeal cream pie.
It was a zebra cake. No, but I had an oatmeal cream pie too, and it was too sweet.
Bro, you got too many little Debbies. That's what's fucked up.
I just can't get enough of her.
He was like, never food pie. It's got to be all these things. It's oatmeal cream pies, zebra cakes. It's all little Debbie treats mixed into one.
I don't doubt that. All right, Bill, you want to go?
Yes, I do. So one of the best movies has dinosaurs. Also has a great dessert. The green jello. that the kids are chowing down on when the velociraptors come into the room. I was like, yo, I want that green jello so bad. And it does a little gyrations.
So green jello from Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Just to be clear.
Hot take. Okay. I'm not a fan of jello.
Is it the jello or where the jello is?
It's just the jello. It's like a texture thing.
I love it.
Jello is a very 90s craze.
I like jello.
You ever see the people that we used to like put fruit in the jello?
Yeah. Oh, like what are you doing?
That was too much.
No, mayonnaise and jello is too much.
Oh, what? That was a thing?
Who did that? Wait.
The people on Jurassic Park.
No.
Yeah.
A slander.
I will send you a recipe for it.
No.
Shortly.
I'll rather post it
for our viewers.
I'm pretty sure they can figure out jelly and mayonnaise.
It was definitely Cool Whip on the Jurassic Park one now.
Okay. Yeah.
And also, we should make jello with dinosaur shapes because that'd be
good. Oh,
those jello. Were what? Jigglers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jigglers. Yes. That's
a
great
idea. Was Cosby their spokesman too?
For all jello, yeah, I believe.
Right? For all jello.
Yeah. J E L L O.
That didn't age well.
No, right?
He's coming back.
J E L L. Whoa.
All right, Jared, you got one?
The pepperoni pizza from Home Alone.
Yes!
Mm. Ooh, was that Domino's?
The steam coming off of it.
Mm.
It was a pepperoni pizza in New York, right?
No, that was a cheese.
Cheese.
No, he gets a cheese in New York. Pepperoni is from the first one.
Don't ask me to elaborate. That's all I got.
I said what I said.
Little Nemo's, right?
Oh, that's right.
Little Nero.
Well, aren't they supposed to be in Chicago, though? Shouldn't it have been in a deep dish?
Yeah. Oh, John Hughes messed up there.
Right? I mean, that's a big plot hole.
Hey, those pizzas look dope as hell, though.
Bro, you could get a Chicago pizza in Pittsfield. It doesn't mean anything. Come on.
No, where? Tell. Show me.
Pizza. I need one.
We don't have one.
He's like, Blimpies. Blimpies could do it.
So the very own pizza with the steam coming off in the limousine while watching The Grinch.
Ooh.
Epic.
Yeah. It's a good scene.
It's hard for pizza to look any better in a movie. Okay. I'm going to cap us off. And this may be controversial because while this is a food on its own, it's also technically an ingredient. And this ingredient goes a long way in making delicious food the entire movie. And he used to slice it real thin with a razor so it would liquefy in the pan with a little bit of olive oil. The garlic from Goodfellas.
Yes!
Everything made with that garlic in that movie. I'm so hungry while watching that movie. All the food in it is amazing. And that garlic scene where he sliced, it's chef's kiss.
Dude, when they're cooking the steak, he's like, medium rare? We got an aristocrat.
He was like, we used to cook steaks in there and smoke up the joint and drive the hacks nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, love it.
So good. Oh, man, this is a great list.
All right. Well, I think you all need to take a moment to watch these films again, soak in all the beautiful bean footage, so to speak, on screen. And hopefully it makes you as hungry as it did us. And hopefully you enjoyed our first five list from the 413 podcast. And we'll catch y'all again soon. Good night.
Peace.